حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على الحبيب المصطفى سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، تذهب وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلي وسلم على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, as we are actually having break at the moment for everybody, including our children, schools, people from their work actually having break time at the moment, I thought that just to share something for everybody to know, but also including our children, boys and girls, to know the value. العلم والمعرفة, knowledge and science, and to know and not to know. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many times in Quran. Many times. And I'm just going to highlight this for everybody to know these things. First of all, because sometimes we highlight knowledge or science as if it's only related to religion or to Islamic studies, and that's the value is. Nothing else but this. That's not true. That's not true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Quran itself. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْفِ. يعني go in and see how creation started. جعل لكم الشمس والقمر والنجوم لتهتدوا بها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created sun and moon and stars لتهتدوا بها ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب. يعني to know the calculations of month, when it started, when it's end. Now how would you know this unless you know, for example, astronomy? So that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights not only knowledge or science related to Islamic studies only or religion only. No, you have also to highlight the knowledge of a non-religion study, anything that is going to get benefit to you and to life, that is mandatory that you have to know. This is something that we need to highlight, because a lot of times we also concentrate that we just need to know these things related to religion, and anything else doesn't have that value. That's not true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to know. But there are things that you must know, and we will come back to these things. And that's where the benefit, and to know what do I have to know and what I do not have to know. And second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us of something. There is a warning. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهَرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. ظَاهَرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, and that gives you, some people are very much superficial, just to get some of the knowledge, part of it, and this is it, that's enough. That's not what you've been ordered to know. You have to know the depth and breadth of knowledge, not only ظَاهَرَ مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, not only superficial, not some of the knowledge. No, you have to know deep into this one. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهَرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. الظَّاهَر, something that very, very superficial. Some of the knowledge in the top, and you think you know. That's really bad. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized these types of people. When you need to know something, you need to know the depth behind it. What's the logic? And that's very important for you as a Muslim to know these things. The value of knowledge, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, despite that we always use the terminology ummi, illiterate, that means he doesn't know how to read or write. But ummi also has another important meaning. It's not only that he doesn't know how to read and write, that's not the only meaning. it also means that he has not got any source of knowledge at all. So when I say, for example, you are ummi fi at-tibb, that means you have no sources in medicine. You have no sources. Nobody told you. You haven't ever heard about it before. And that means you are ummi. You don't know the source. You have no other sources. And that means that's one of the meaning of ummi. It doesn't mean only that you don't know how to read and write. It also means that you have no sources. And Prophet Muhammad والسلام, has no sources of knowledge. He hasn't read anything about the Romans or the philosophy or anything which became before Islam. But despite this fact, in Ghazwa al-Badr, for example, the prisoners of war, he ordered each and every one, if you want us to sit you for free, you have to teach 10 Muslims how to read and write. And that highlights the value of knowledge. So that highlights, so despite the fact that he doesn't know how to read and write himself, but he highlights the value that you have to know this one. And you have to get every Muslim to know this one. العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. That's in the hadith. فريضة على كل مسلم. It's mandatory upon each and every one of us, man or woman. It doesn't matter. Can you get one step ahead, please, to get some space in the back? So it's mandatory upon each man and woman. It's not only for men. Every one of us has to do this one. Also, something important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's where the key point between what do I have to know in terms of Islamic studies or religion related things and what do I have to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us the word i'lamu, yani be informed, 26 times in Quran, 10 times in Surah Al-Baqarah. Behind those 26 times, ulama said this is the mandatory things that you have to know, whether you are a doctor, whether you are an engineer, whether you are a cook, whatever job you have to know, you have to do, you have to know those things. اعلموا اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب اعلموا أن الله غفور الرحيم. Those things that you have to understand, and you have to know this one. So you have to understand those ones because these ones are mandatory for you to know. Whatever knowledge, whatever you want to study in your life, but those ones are mandatory to know. Because those ones will articulate in the future how you are going to use whatever knowledge you know. You can be whatever job you do, but what you're using it for, that makes the big difference. As some of the poem in the Arabic language, الْعِلْمُ إِنْ لَمْ تَكْتَنِفْهُ شَمَائِلٌ تُعْلِيهِ كَانَ مَطِيَّةَ الْإِخْفَاقِ. That means whatever knowledge you know, if that knowledge has no ethics, has no value, whatever knowledge you know. So you have to have behind your knowledge, ethics behind it. What you're going to use it for. And that's the main thing. And you can see bad examples that we are living in. For example, I'm just going to give you an example. Plastic surgery, which has gone so far beyond ethics, used in a lot of things, which is absolutely wrong. It's knowledge, but it's used wrongly. And that is something that we need to highlight. What you are going to use your knowledge for. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to know those knowledge that is not going to add any value to me. This dua has become through a story that happens during Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. A man has been telling them, ilm al-ansab. Ilm al-ansab, that means someone belonged to this tribe and he is descended from this family, or he descended from this tribe and he came from that place and he lived in that place. And the people have been listening to him. Ilm al-ansab. Who do you belong to? From which, as we said, ethically, I mean, ethnic groups. What you belong to? You have been white and then you've been married to this lady and then they have this son. And Prophet Muhammad, because people are gathering and listening, he came in, listened to him and left. And then people ask him, oh, why you've left? He said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. What benefit that will add? What benefit that will add? And this is something that we need to understand and evaluate. Will that what I'm doing will add any value to me? Is that something I need to know? Because your time spent in anything is going to add value to you. And you'll be asking about this time. And that's why when you look at any knowledge, you have to understand what that will add to me and how you're going to use it. The usage of science and usage of knowledge is extremely important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And that means the more knowledge you have, the more value, and the more upgrades in terms of Jannah, inshaAllah, you will get, because you've done the effort. But it means also, what have you used your knowledge for? That's something very important. How did you deploy your knowledge? In what? How have you used it? Who utilized from this one? Have you stopped yourself and not even teaching others to know about it? Have you kept it as secrets? Have you used it wrongly? All of this you're responsible about. So it's not only that you know, it's only how do you deploy it and how do you use it. Because it can be very good knowledge and very good science for others to know, but it can be used wrongly. And that's where ethics in Islam is telling you about. And that's where the minimum things that you need to know, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَاعْلَمُوا اِعْلَمُوا اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Behind those ones, you have to understand, because that's the ethics behind any knowledge that you know. It's not only that you want to learn this one, it's how am I going to use it? What am I going to use it for? And this is something for Muslims to know. Because people just fight that I want to make money and I know this, let me just do it. No. Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that tells you, yes, they know the knowledge of this science, whatever it is, but they miss the ethics. They miss the rules. How am I going to use it for? Am I allowed to do this or not? Yes, you have to ask yourself that question. Because some people said, I just want to make money, I just want to make my life. No, you have to assess what you're using it for. And that's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله سورة البقرة. If you want to be knowledge in something, you have to do اتقاء لله. اتقاء لله, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means the more you are fearing Allah, the more knowledge you have. So how could that happen? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open you these gates to know this one. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i has a very, very nice point. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون وأجنحة تطير بغير ريش إلى ملكوت رب العالمين. قلوب العارفين, the people who have that golden heart, the people who do اتقاء لله سبحانه وتعالى. لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give those people special eyes. They can look at things differently and they can see and understand something totally different from this. Because you've looked at 100 times, but they looked at once, and they've understood a lot, instead of what you've done. How they've done this? That's قلوب العارفين. You have to have that heart, which has that اتقاء, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sincerity, that you're going to use it for something good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let you know how to do this. Will let you, will enable you to do this one. Will give you the knowledge. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. And that's how to deploy this one. You have to have this اتقاء لله subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that. Will give you that knowledge. Will give you that light. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us many times in Quran, جعل الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا. An ayah that has been revealed since Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. And during Roman time, and during Muslims in the first, and it comes years and years, we believe, or the people during that time believe, that there is a light comes up out of your eye that enables you to see things. And then, after years and years and years, Ibn al-Haytham, the first one, understood it in a different way. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. النَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. يعني, the day itself, مُبْصِرًا, first of all, is a description for human being. Something that you can see. النهار, which is morning, can see. النهار doesn't have eyes. So why Allah said, والنهار مبصرة. يعني النهار itself, the morning itself, can see. And that's why he get and ask himself, then we're not talking about something normal here. Because Allah is describing something that doesn't have an eye, that it can see. And then he get to the rule, which is now it's a scientific fact. That the reality is, any object that you look at reflects the light. And when your eyes, you see the reflection of that body into your eyes. And that's why you can see things in daytime. You can't see it in nighttime, because there is no light to reflect on the body that you are looking at. You get to that meaning. After that, maybe hundreds and hundreds of Muslims dying. But he just looked at it differently. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبُصَرًا. And that's now a scientific fact that anybody you looked at, what you see in front of you is a reflection of the body in your eyes. So how can I see you? It's actually your reflection that you reflected in my eye. That's why I can't see you. If it's dark, you reflect no light, I can't see you. SubhanAllah. قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. And that's why we have to get that sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is اتقاء to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will open us these gates of knowledge, will let us see it. It's there, but it's open to some people and closed to some others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وصلي وسلم على رسول الله. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. أما بعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى give us a lot of things in terms of types of knowledge. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى عالم الغيب والشهادة, عالم الغيب والشهادة. A lot of things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran and in Hadith. غيب, something that not seen to you, not known to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can tell you about. الجنة والنار عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم, the day of judgment. When is that? How it's going to happen? At what time? Night and day, and so on and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us these things. We cannot come up with any invention. We cannot come with research that when is the day of judgment is going to happen. That's not easy, because that's beyond what you can do research. غيب. يسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربك وما أتيت من العلم إلا قليلا. Things that beyond you, you cannot prove it. You cannot touch and feel it physically. You cannot make a test that you can prove it, that it works like this or does it work like that. And that's all of that. غيب. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all of these things, facts. You can tell about it. You can talk to people about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us. But we cannot invent anything. We cannot come up with theories. We cannot come, oh, it might happen in this way or in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you it's going to happen. And told you also a lot of facts about it. And that's what we can tell, what we have been told about it. Because that's all of that. It's ghaib. Those things that's going to happen in the future is ghaib. Not only this, happens in the past is also ghaib, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in a very, very specific way. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Al-Qasas. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Arabic language used al-qasas, qissa. Not hikaya. Why? Because qasas has a qassa in the Arabic language has a specific meaning. Al-Qassas, who's the tracker. If someone goes that way and you want to trace him, you have to get a tracker. That means he's going to follow exactly the following footsteps. And that's where the qissa, because that means the detail, the truth, the absolute truth, what happens in these stories. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tell al-qasas, qassa, that means Allah is telling you the exact truth. Because before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, people have been telling these stories. Some of them are right, some of them is non fact at all, it's just mixed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells you something, that's exactly what happens. It's a fact. And that's ghaib. All of that is ghaib for us. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. And then shahada. The shahada, everything that happens during our time. Everything that you can feel and touch. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled you to know. Everything that you have to do your best to know about it. And that will add value to you. And that's the most important thing that you need to know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us some warning, wake up ayat. And these things we have always to keep in our mind. وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Come down, be humble. Whatever knowledge you have is minor, is nothing. وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And that's what the Muslim has to believe. Whatever knowledge you have, whatever deep knowledge you have very little knowledge. That's it. That's it. So that's what you have to know. The more you know in reality, the more you will find yourself doesn't know. It's a fact. The more you know in any knowledge, in any science, the more you know that you actually have a lot of things to know. Subhanallah. يعني how far you are knowledgeable is actually how big you are ignorant. Subhanallah. That's how knowledge, because any knowledge is endless. Is endless. Is absolutely low. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ بِعِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Whatever knowledge you have, someone is knowledgeable more than you is above you. And the most knowledgeable is Allah, Al-Alim. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ بِعِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And that's why, whatever knowledge you have, hold your horses. Don't brag with your knowledge. If someone asks you a question, just answer the question. Don't brag with us. That's the point. Never ever think you are knowledgeable. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, who is the one that we cannot argue the point with him. يعني anyone else, even up to Abu Bakr, if he said something, we can have another opinion. As Imam al-Shafi'i said that when he said he was actually in Masjid al-Nabawi. كل يرد عليه إلا صاحب هذا المقام. And he was pointing to Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, where his grave is. كل يرد عليه. That means everyone has an opinion. You can have a different opinion, but you have to have a logic and a proof behind your opinion. إلا صاحب هذا المقام, except Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى told us, وما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. That means whatever Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام told you to do, do it. That's it. And سورة الحجرات, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. لا تقدموا, what does it mean? يعني don't propose, don't give any suggestion. Don't give any new ideas in religion. What you have been told by Allah and Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة, just take it. That's knowledge. Take it as it is. Find out how to do it, yes. But don't argue the point. Don't try to find other options, for example. No. That's not the point. Obedience here comes first. Because even if you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to this one, or know, or doesn't know, obedience comes first. And that's the main point here in knowledge. Obedience, especially in these things, comes first. في علوم الدنيا, anything else, apart from this religion, you have to have different opinion. You have to have a research. You can build up your own ideas. You can invent and develop. And that's an order to do that. We have been ordered to do this one. And that's one of our problems, that we hold our horses as the Muslims to do this. Muslims knows knowledge owner. A lot of English words that we are using now is actually originally Arabic. Chemistry, alcohol, algorithm, al-Khwarizmi, all of these words are actually Arabic words. Muslims developed these things and inherited in books. Up till now, the numbers that we're using, 1, 2, 3, is called Arabic numbers. Because the one who invented this is a Muslim. So we've been ordered to develop this knowledge, but we have been ordered in parallel to know the minimum of religion that we have to know. Never ever, and that's the mistake that we've done. We've gone totally through ulum al-dunya, very much concentrated in medicine and pharmacy and computer science and da-da-da and all of that, and just ignore anything related to Islamic studies. As if we don't have to know this one. We have to know this one. Don't undermine these things. So yes, you have to develop whatever you want to study. Yes. But you still have a minimum amount of knowledge that you need to understand from this. Because that will, and this is the point, this is the big difference, that will control how you're going to use this knowledge, whatever you know in the future. If you miss this one, then you're likely to abuse what you know on knowledge. And that's the main point, that we have to transfer that knowledge. Yes, our children need to do this one, to go to college and have a learn, have knowledge. And yes, that's very good. But in parallel, which is having priority number one, that they have to know at least those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders in Quran, that we have to know the minimum of this one. We have to understand that how we are going to use this one knowledge in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that thawab. So it's not only that you know, yes, but how do you use it? How do you deploy it? And that's where the thawat comes in. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana. Yani, so anfa'na bima 'allamtana, that means Allah make us benefit. Benefit of what you know. Benefit to yourself and benefit to the others. That's what the value you are adding. Not only you just know, but what value you've added using your knowledge, whatever you have, in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. So the deployment of your knowledge in what Allah orders, that's where the value comes in. Value for yourself and value for others as well. Value for others as well. Also, it's not a bad thing you said that you don't know. Okay? It's not a bad thing. If you don't know, you don't know. That's it. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, a lot of times has been asked about something, he doesn't know. Is'alunaka 'an ar-ruh. And the answer always comes from Allah. And sometimes Jibreel comes with the answer. يعني سأل Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام has been asked, ما هي خير البقاع وشر البقاع, يعني best places and worst places. And he went for Jibreel to tell him what are these ones. And Jibreel عليه السلام came to him, خير البقاع المساجد, best places a masjid, وشر البقاع السوق, market. Why? Because in market you are here in forces to make money. And that's where you can have an argument, and you can have this, and you can have that, you can lie. A lot of things can happen. And that's why Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us dua as-suq. And you go and do shopping. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Dua as-suq, when you go to the market. Because you can do a lot of wrong things. And that's why you have to know this one. شَرُّ الْبِقَاءُ وَخَيْرُ. Not only this, it's been asked another time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud mentioned Prophet Musa, in Surah Al-Qasas, he mentioned that Prophet Musa has been given the option with Prophet Shu'aib, either 8 or 10 years. And the people asked Prophet Muhammad, did he select 8 or 10 years at the end? 8 or 10 years to stay with Prophet Shu'aib. And he doesn't know, and he waits for Jibreel. And he asked Jibreel, and even Jibreel himself knows the answer. But he was not actually allowed to say the answer. And he told him, I'll get the permission, should I tell you or not? And he comes back and tells him it was 10 years. And that means, even Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, I don't know. So it's not a bad thing to say you don't know. Allahu A'lam. It's not a bad thing. And we have to get to that behavior. If you don't know, you don't know. Then you need to go and research and do and find out the fact. Then that should be a driver for you to know more. But don't come back and just tell the answer, even if it's a wrong answer, just to pretend that you know. That's absolutely wrong. And you need to be that having that mind. And Imam Abu Hanifa, and many, many actually of them, has been asking about a lot of masail, questions. And he said, Allahu A'lam, I don't know. And that happens. That happens. It's not a bad thing to say this one at all. And it's always that we always need to learn. We're always طلاب علم, يعني we're always on the learning curve. None of us is going to get to the top, but we're always on the learning curve. And that's what you have to know. اللهم اجعلنا طلاب علم, يعني you're always looking for knowledge. Where is it? Where is it? And that's what you need to know. Brothers and sisters, this concept in terms of knowledge, what do I have to know? And how do I deploy and use my knowledge, whatever it is. First of all, learn what is going to get benefit to yourself and others. And second, how am I going to use what I know in the good things, that to get benefit to me and get benefit to the other. خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمَهُ وَأَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. You have to know first yourself and teach the others. That's where the benefit is. And that's where the value is. Don't brag whatever you know about knowledge. Whatever you know, وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Very minimum. Very minimum, whatever you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make someone is more knowledgeable than you exist. And that's why you have to believe in this. You've done your best, that doesn't mean the others are wrong. No. These values, we need to know it. And we need our children to know these things. That's the most important thing that we need to know about knowledge. اللهم إني أستغفرك ذنبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم علمنا ما هو خيرا لأنفسنا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعل لنا من التقوى والإخلاص ما تفتح به أبواب علمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل لنا نورا نرى به ما لا يرى الآخرون يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك وأنت أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل في أنفسنا تواضعا يرضيك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعل في أنفسنا تواضعا يرضيك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا ودعاءنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهد أولادنا لما ترضاه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وفقهم في دراستهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم افتح عليهم أبواب العلم الخير يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اهديهم لما ترضاه يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهديهم لما ترضاه وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة.